North Carolina is home to about 4,000 refugees from the highlands of Vietnam, known as Montagnards. The Montagnards fought alongside U.S. forces during the Vietnam War. Many of them are Christians, and in recent years, the Vietnamese government has cracked down on their churches. For Montagnard refugees who've just arrived in America, this is the first Christmas they've celebrated openly in years. For our series on immigrants' first holidays in the U.S., Jessica Jones of member station WUNC reports from Charlotte.
Montagnards who've been in this country for a while say their favorite way to celebrate Christmas is by putting on a big pageant. On this Saturday afternoon before the holiday, a choir of young women and girls in traditional Montagnard long dresses is just warming up. About 70 people in the audience are smiling and nodding their heads to the music. They're sitting in the pews of a Lutheran church hall they're using for the occasion. Almost every child in the community has a part to play, including 12 little boys dressed like angels, chanting in their native language of Rede. Many of the onlookers here have sat through this pageant for several years now. Some are even reciting lines along with the performers. But for Vietnamese refugees who have arrived recently, the pageant is something totally new. Klan Vinh arrived in the U.S. 4 months ago. Vinh, who's a slender man with a quick smile, says this is the first time he's ever seen anyone act out the lives of Mary and Joseph and the three wise men. Back home in his village, government authorities banned Christmas pageants. Vinh says they weren't allowed to worship at church or at home. We were afraid, Vinh says. Officials told us if we practiced our religion openly, they would beat us up and kill us. So Vinh and his wife and their four children left their village early one morning. They walked for one day and one night through the jungle until they reached a UN refugee camp in Cambodia across the border. Hundreds of Vietnamese Montagnards like Vinh and his family have made that journey since 2001. That's when Vietnamese officials began cracking down on this ethnic minority group after widespread Montagnard protests over government restrictions on the ethnic group. Refugee Am Iban, a slender young woman wearing a traditional Montagnard ankle-length dress, arrived in the U.S. a few months ago. Iban says three of my brothers and I were held in jail for several days and beaten because of our religion. She says she's happy to be in the U.S. now, where she can celebrate Christmas without fear. When American troops left Vietnam for good in 1975, they also left behind thousands of Montagnards they trained and worked with. Phan Siu was one of them. He's sitting in one of the empty pews of the church, away from the pageant.
Before we were together with American forces, fighting for freedom side by side, and looked like we have a very good relationship between America and Montagnard.
The Vietnamese government threw Siu into prison for more than a decade as a collaborator. He's now the minister of this Montagnard congregation of almost 100 people. Siu says Vietnamese officials still distrust the Montagnards.
That's why the church, the Christians right now, being prisoned and many try to run away from this persecution.
Siu says he's grateful the U.S. eventually granted him and his wife asylum. But one of his sons is in jail in Vietnam. His other son is traveling on foot through the jungle to refugee camps in Cambodia. Siu hasn't heard from him in weeks. It's dinner time, and the churchgoers have moved to a nearby trailer where they hold their own services on Sunday. There are long tables covered with colorful, exotic-looking dishes. 22-year-old Hadit Ni is moving down the buffet line.
That's rice, and this is like noodles and shrimps, broccoli, and cauliflowers.
Ni, who's wearing makeup and a form-fitting T-shirt, came to the U.S. 5 years ago. Back in Vietnam, she and her family attended church very early in the morning to escape authorities' attention. Ni says adjusting to a new culture and learning a new language has been hard, but she says it has been worth it.
I'm free now, you know. I can go to church, practice. I don't have to, like, woke up in the morning, 5-4 o'clock in the morning, and then run to church, and then have to look around, come home. You know, that was long ago. But right now, we're free. I'm so happy. I'm enjoying life here.
There are almost 600 Montagnards still living in refugee camps in Cambodia. They say it is too dangerous to go back to Vietnam right now, but according to the UN, they're not ready yet to give up on being able to live freely in their homeland again. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Other reports in our series are at npr.org.